Huanzhong, Washington State University. Are you ready to listen to a story? I will take you to a small raspberry farm in a beautiful Dutch town in northwest Washington. In the background of the farm is Mount Baker, covered with snow all year round. The farm owner is Randy, whose family had been taking care of the farm for four generations. Randy was farming traditional plant materials on bare raised beds. However, today he's using tissue culture transplants, even though they are costly, because the benefits this technology brings to him make it worthwhile. By using tissue culture transplants, Randy has to switch some farm management from machine and chemical to manual labor, such as weed management. Because tissue culture transplant has leaves at transplanting, herbicide application will stun the plant. The incompatibility of using herbicide allows weeds to grow fascinatingly. This echoes the proverb, mice will play when cats go away. Especially during the busiest time of the year, the harvesting season, the limited labor is assigned to harvest the delicate raspberry fruits. And the weeds are smart, they sing to each other. Let's enjoy the sunshine in northwest Washington. Humans are too busy to get rid of us. And 2 years ago, our research team started addressing this issue by using biodegradable plastic mulches and polyethylene mulch in raspberries established as tissue culture transplants. One day, Randy took his grandson Jack to our field day. Of course, we provide the best raspberry ice cream made from local fruits. During the field day, I shared our research results that average food yield was increased by 34% when plants were mulched compared to bare ground control. And there is no hand weeding needed in all mulch treatments. After the field day, Randy drove home with his grandson, who praised the taste of the raspberry ice cream while watching the beautiful sunset in northwest Washington. During the dinner at his fourth generation farm, his grandson told Randy, "Grandpa, based on my scientific experience today, we should also use the plastic mulch next year so I can have more raspberry ice cream." Randy responded, "I will take your pearls of wisdom, but eat more fruit instead of ice cream." 2 years later, when Randy harvested the raspberry, the increased yield was all made into raspberry ice cream because he loves his grandson as much as he loves raspberry ice cream. Thank you.